Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to call the meeting to order. We have resolutions that are in front of you for tonight's meeting. Just so that everyone does not know, or just reemphasize the fact that Ulster County was not successful today in getting a casino placed in Ulster County. So we have
so
to.
Jay and I are out of a job.
No, we're gonna set a table up in here.
Blackjack.
You mean we don't gamble in the legislature on a daily basis?
No, every one of our decisions are calculated.
No chance to make any money.
All right, resolution 314, establishing a pilot program for alternative fuel and committing to create a green fleet policy. Moved by.
Move it.
Second by. Second discussion.
Jaron.
Yes.
I've just had several phone calls concerning this that maybe we need to tweak it a little bit, and if it could go back and be tweaked.
Tweak?
Yeah.
In which way?
I don't know. People have called me just that they have concerns with some of the numbers and just kind of getting it's just not well written and doesn't have, I guess, the rest of the story. So if it could go back and just be better written.
I know there was a long discussion in the various committees. John, would you mind bringing it back? Have it go back? I know you sponsored it. Would you have some objections? I mean, I don't know what they...
Bring it back to the Laws and Rules Committee. At least they listen to it a little bit more than some others, yes.
Mm-hmm. But it passed all the committees.
Mm-hmm. It passed all the committees unanimously, actually.
No, I don't understand.
But, I mean, I did hear from many people that there was some concerns. I think some people might have some second thoughts. It might be very beneficial to send it
Listen,
back.
Listen, I'm in no rush with anything. All this is a test. It's a pilot. As I said last time, just like this bag of pills I'm taking in my pocket, it's a test for somebody else to find out if this medicine could help prevent them from having a heart attack. It's a test. I've never seen a group of folks so worried about a pilot project that you could reject. But your leadership, sir, it's okay.
All right. Well, Tracy and Mary Beth and Carl.
I've advocated for it to go back to committee. I believe it would need to go back to the Energy and Environment Committee as well. The chair, as sponsor, chose three committees to send it to, but clearly when we're talking about energy policy, that's the purview of the Energy and Environment Committee. TJ said it diplomatically in terms of tweaking. I think we do just have to clarify. I think there are two separate thoughts here, and I think we need to clarify them both. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that the committee is willing to send it back.
Nice. John.
And just one other thing. Okay. This resolution has been around since
September.
April or so.
September.
And it was discussed, and we just put it off, and we've got some ideas, and yada-da-da-da-da-da. This is about business. This is about business. It's not about the environment. It's about business. A residual effect could very well be a benefit to the environment if the tests proved conclusive.
Mary Beth?
I'm okay.
Carl?
Yeah, I just I'm wondering what are the concerns, because there's only two figures here, 50 and 25 in the first whereas. Is that the only thing that's stopping this resolution from going forward?
Percentage.
Oh, 50, 42, and 25. There's three of them. Is that the numbers that are wrong?
No. I mean, I can speak to my...
No, I mean, we're not going to get involved with the particulars or the questions that we want to act on or don't want to act on or send them back to committee. I mean, there again, there has been a lot of people, I mean, they called me. I'm sure they called other members talking about this. If people don't feel comfortable, I think, John, you hit the nail on the head. You waited this long, another month or two, I'm sure it's not going to change anything.
That's correct.
So someone would like to make a motion to refer it to back to rules, and then also if the energy and environmental want to discuss it under committee, make a discussion, make a recommendation to rules what you want
to
do.
Well, I think it has to go back to energy and environment because it's about energy, which is fuel is energy, and it's about the environment in terms of green fleet. We can, talk around it in a circle. It's got to go back to both.
All right, now let it go back to both. And I'm sure go back and then go back to rules and come back to us.
Yeah.
All right? All in favor? Just want to make that in a motion.
I'll second.
Second. Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, resolution 344, setting a public hearing on proposed local law 12, a local law regulating the use of polystyrofoam foam disposable food service ware by food establishes in Ulster County to be held February 17th.
I'll move it.
Move, second. Second?
I'll second.
I'll second, okay.
This is only a public hearing, right?
Yeah.
Public hearing. Tracy?
It's only a public hearing. It's neither Mary nor my intention to rush it through. We want to begin the process of hearing public input, but I did want to let the committee know that there will be an amendment on the floor coming out of the previous committee meeting, which is in the penalty section, number 3, guilty of an unclassified misdemeanor. We're going to strike, and I've spoken to Legislator Rong, who said that he'll second it. It'll be guilty of a violation. We're going to get rid of misdemeanor.
Well, I would suggest strongly that you incorporate it into the local law, and we do it incorporating that if you're going to hold it off till the next meeting.
No, I'm just going to make that. We're going to strike it today so that it's a part of the hearing.
You're not going to run it through your committee to strike it that way?
No.
Okay. No. But how do we know your committee is agreeable to that?
We're going to vote. I don't think anyone's going to disagree with that. Honestly,
all right. I would say that, you know, include that into the resolution contingent upon your committee approving that.
I'm not making it here. I'm telling you that I'm going to make it on the floor.
Okay. All right. So when you bring it back, it's going to have that inclusive in there.
On the floor, we're going to make the amendment. Yes. And when the public hearing happens, it's going to say violation.
Well, I wouldn't want to do it on the floor because then you're going to have to change the local law.
No, you have to go back.
Yeah, it's got a substance change.
Today, we're voting to set a public hearing, so on the floor today, we're going to amend this. We're going to strike misdemeanor and unclassified misdemeanor, change it to violation. When the public hearing happens, they're going to hear violation, not unclassified misdemeanor.
Yeah. Nice. All right, so you're not bringing it back to your committee. You're just doing it on the floor tonight.
I'm doing it on the floor tonight.
Okay, gotcha.
Just I'm letting you know that I'm doing that on the floor today.
Can you have Mary Beth?
Can I ask a question?
Hold on, Jim. Mary Beth and you.
You
want to
go first?
No, go first.
Let Jim go first. No, go on.
Ladies first.
Of course, I'm going to vote because it's a public hearing, but I just think there's a lot to this, and I would be interested in hearing what the public has to say because I'm not sure that I like this at all.
James?
This is going to affect just chain food service establishments or food service establishments?
It's going to affect all food service establishments, starting with chain food service establishments and the county. And then, not in the county, chain food establishments and the county itself, and then moving to all food establishments 6 months later.
What's more than food is, I'm sorry.
So let me get this clear. So it's not just McDonald's with the Big Mac and the fish, and it's Brooks Barbecue that comes down, and firehouses serve 700 dinners to go in the styrofoam. We're going to tell the firehouses they're not going to get that money. I'm just letting how big, when they... Ulster 5 does Brooks Barbecue all to go by reservation. 735 containers went out the door.
Yeah.
All money to the firehouse.
Yeah, there's
around
there are
the
alternatives.
County.
I will get you priceless. There are alternatives within a penny.
Okay. I'm just saying it's a it's
that's a, why we're having a public
these
hearing.
These things are everywhere.
I know, and that's what we're trying to do.
Jeanette?
But where does it stop? Where are we going to go? Cans, straws right? Next? Where are we headed next?
Cans are recyclable.
Jeanette?
That's what I wanted to say. All right. Yes, I'm
that
voting.
That whole salami thing threw you off.
It did.
In more ways than one.
Preacher.
What? Tell the time. What are you? Where's your mind?
I really was thinking of. I'm voting for the public hearing also, but I think you should really look under, I think it's the...
Tracy, are you listening?
About the third page, it describes what food service establishment means. And it's restaurant, bars, pubs, coffee shops, convenience store, which I ran for 10 years, liquor store, grocery store, food cart or vehicle. Oh, so just so you know, it is, it's...
So the firehouse inclusive in that? Is the firehouse inclusive in that?
Well, it does say a gross income under $300,000.
There's a hardship clause. So that's why we need a public hearing to start the...
So when you get a hot roast beef sandwich at the diner to go, how are we going to repackage that?
There are many alternatives. I can bring you many examples of alternatives.
Well, they'll figure that out.
Carl?
Sherry, I have a question.
I'm just saying read it, that's all.
In Section 10, applicability. When you say, you know, county managed, county sponsored, county permitted, what do you mean by that? You mean Ulster County government permitted? Okay, so I think that Legislator Maloney was saying is that this Works Brothers business is out of county. So they come with all the materials, and they'll come with the styrofoam. I don't think the firehouse, you know,
right, but they would still be covered if it's happening in the county.
Well, under the...
This is a county-sponsored event.
I'm going to be there tonight.
All right, so listen, everyone, we have time. We're going to have a public hearing. The public can vent their concerns. You have time to reevaluate your thought process here, make a decision.
It's only before us because of the cost of noticing this. Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be checked by the health department, so sanitary health or whatever?
Yeah.
All right, so a vendor comes in, doesn't know the law, and then they're going to get... They can't use these things. I mean, I see that's basically going to happen because you can't expect every food establishment outside of the county to know what our local law is.
Right. But counties all over, counties, towns, whole states are doing this.
Right. So when they apply for the permit, they'll be told.
Yes.
Unless they fit under one of the hardships.
Yep.
Right. All right. Any other discussion? If not, just so you're, I'm not comfortable with this at this point, so just to let everyone know. All right.
But don't you think we ought to have all the information to present to the public, not maybe next time or hear what you have to say? Have the information and then let them say they don't like it.
Well, I think that's what the local law states, what the information is, and they come back and they can protest what the local law is.
I mean, just heard, well, we can. Some questions were asked by somebody and said, well, let's see what the public says, and then we can change it if we have to.
Well, according to what they're telling me, and Cappy and Erica, you could confirm this. I mean, that's already inclusive in this law, how the firehouse would be handled.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
It's included.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry, I couldn't include it.
Yeah, it's included.
What John mentioned, the fact that we don't have all the information before us right now, that we have a local law that's going to be altered, amendment on this local law. We're going to have all the information before us, and he said the public should come and vent regarding what that information is. And he said about the firehouse. My understanding is that's already inclusive into this local law.
I think it's fairly clearly defined.
All right. So, John, it is right now before us. It's here. I know it's not clear. I'm sure there's going to be many questions. I hope there's a lot of questions. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody against? No. All right. 408, setting a public hearing on Local Law 16 of 2014, establishing an automatic canvassing procedure in and out of the county.
Move it.
Second.
Move it, second. Any discussion? No discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
472, approve the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000, Motorola Solutions, Energy Management.
Move
second. This was held up because there were some questions by Erica. She got with Sue. You got everything resolved, correct?
Yeah. It's all good.
All good. Oh, who's the second that? I'm sorry. Somebody second this?
I moved it.
I'll second.
All right. Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
New business controller's audit discussion. Everybody has a scope of the audit. I hope you have read it, have any input, but this is something that we would want whoever we audit, who does this audit, to have inclusive into their report. Hopefully, the next meeting we will have a resolution to appoint an auditor to come in and do the audit. All right? Does everybody agree with the scope of the audit?
Yes.
Anyone add anything? Delete anything?
I didn't get to read it. I'll read it later.
Yeah, it seems like it includes most, I think, what we discussed about.
I'm pretty sure everything plus. Anything else? Mm-hmm. Any old business? Carl?
Yeah, back to old business. During the budget amendment process, Legislator Parody and I submitted a budget amendment of $3,000 for Naloxone. And it was told to us by Ken Cornell that the state is supplying it. And I asked him if he could tell us, you know, who he's supplied it to, which EMS agencies or which fire departments or whatever. But I know that Mr. Cornell spoke before the Fire Advisory Board this month looking for money for Naloxone.
I never spoke to the Fire Advisory Board ever. I've never been to the Fire Advisory
Board. Who was at the Fire Advisory Board? Oh, I'm sorry. No, it was the chairman was looking for money for Naloxone. So if
chairman of what?
The chairman of the Fire Advisory Board.
I know that.
I went through the minutes. So how is he going to... What's the application process, or how do these agencies
I know that through the County Health Department and the County Emergency Management Services, they have a program in place where the fire departments can come and receive the training, get them the Naloxone. The Narcan, excuse me. And I know there's been a lot of outreach through Steve Peterson and through Dr. Smith, and I'm not aware of any difficulty. Again, I don't attend the Fire Advisory Board. I've never been to a meeting.
Okay, so, I'm sorry. I was looking at it, and your name came up. But So can we maybe put together a document to let these agencies know how to do it? Because apparently they don't know that this is
coming. No, I know. I've seen a lot of the email, communication and whatnot. I know there's been a lot of outreach. If there's a fire department that's not getting that information, I know Steve Peterson likes to have that information. We can make the connection.
Okay. Because I looked at the minutes, and it was brought up at the Fire Advisory Board meeting.
I know Steve generally attends them.
So I'm the
there.
Huh? Steve Peterson wasn't there.
Doors.
I don't know.
Rich Parrish will do it.
Yeah, Rich Parrish was the one who was
asking. I thought it was free from the health department. That's what we were told at the budget here.
They just need to know how to get it, that they know that it's available.
Again, I would direct everyone to contact the, on the fire department side, the Director of Emergency Management. Again, we have a program in place to provide the training and the medication. So.
Well, is it free or not?
Well, I mean, I can't tell them because I don't know the resources.
Yeah.
It would take me, we're getting the wheel trying to find the resources.
We obtain the kits from the state health through the state health department mechanism, and we provide them to anyone who completes the training. That's a first responder. We don't provide them to the general public.
So they are free.
Yeah, we don't send a bill.
They are free.
There's no cost to them. I mean,
That's all we're trying to get. Yes or no?
Account.
They're free to.
Yeah, be careful
department.
What I say. They're paid for by the state of New York.
Right. Fire and EMS, they just don't know about it.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
So there's been
some mechanism.
Ken, can you just get?
Why doesn't somebody get all their emails and stuff?
Why don't you hold on, please? Why don't you just?
I know that's been done. There's some follow up that's needed. I'm happy to
just follow up with the EMS people.
Rocket science.
Right.
Fire Advisory Board.
He's in charge of EMS.
Well, just contact Steve then, all right?
He's in charge of fire.
I would direct any fire department that you speak to. I would direct you to
notify.
All right, anything else?
The public health.
Hello, anybody else?
No, sir.
Motion to adjourn. Second. Have a happy holiday, Merry Christmas, and everything else.
Coming to the party.
Coming to the party.